When Governor Cuomo takes the wraps off his budget for 2013, he'll explain how programs he announced earlier this month in his State of the State message will be funded. Cuomo is not expected to propose a tax hike to pay for the initiatives and to close the budget deficit. The governor has promised that his budget address will be notable for its lack of surprises. Ron Deutsch, executive director of New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, quips, "The devil's in the details."
One of the things we'd like to see the governor do in his State of the State address, he made a pledge not to raise taxes this year. And we think he can keep that pledge and still generate revenue simply by closing many of these gigantic corporate tax loopholes that so many companies in New York are using to avoid paying any taxes. So we need to make sure if we can just close many of these loopholes, we could raise at least $1 billion to close the budget gap and help to continue funding education and health care and all the programs that New Yorkers care about.
The governor has notified state agencies they should plan for little or no spending increases over the current budget, totaling about $133 billion. Total costs from Hurricane Sandy are still unknown. School aid is budgeted for a 4% hike, and that could go higher to pay for school security under the New York SAFE Act of 2013, signed into law last week. Barbara Bartoletti is the legislative director for the New York State League of Women Voters. She expects Cuomo to outline his plan for funding expanded pre-K education.
In his State of the State, he talked about 100% funding. So we'll see if enough money comes through for that particular initiative. The other thing we're looking for is more money for the State Board of Elections, because at the moment there are no investigators to do campaign finance filings, which means, you know, corporations put more money in than they're supposed to, people give more money than they should, even under our very high campaign finance limits. So we're looking for some more money for the Board of Elections to do some more investigative work, as well as some signal from the governor as to how he intends to pay for the public financing of elections, which certainly is a top priority for both him and us.
Legalized gambling isn't expected to carry much weight if addressed at all today. Cuomo's plan to expand casinos throughout the state won't pick up much steam until later in the year. Some legislators, including Senator Liz Krueger, are promoting the idea of using gambling proceeds to pay for public financing of elections. Krueger says the model involves licensing casinos on an annual basis.
You would use that licensing fee to pay for a small donor matching fund campaign finance system.
Barbara Bartoletti adds that today counties will be looking for mandate relief and activists will be looking to see whether the governor will direct more money to the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Is he going to put more funding into that agency in anticipation of hydrofracking, or like last year, is he going to make no mention of that? That gives us a signal about where he may be going on hydrofracking.
Tracy Brooks, president and CEO of Family Planning Advocates of New York State, expects the spending plan will maintain New York's commitment to family planning services.
The governor announced almost 2 weeks ago that he'll work for the passage of the Women's Equality Act in 2013. And with regard to what our expectations are with the budget for women's reproductive health care funding, we do believe that this budget will support that same statement, and we're excited to be working as a partner with the governor.
As New York deals with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and tax collections lagging behind projections, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli told WCBS Radio that he anticipates a lean budget from Cuomo. The budget address is to be given at 2 p.m. The legislature has until the end of March to either approve the plan or submit changes. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.